Blog Talk Radio.
Malaysia, John Rakim, bitch me la rock man the Rakim. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but one God. whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. That is exactly what it means. He has created this creation to test all of us to see which one is worthy of the great reward or pride that the person has earned on this earth by doing the best they can, by doing right, and following the instructions that Allah has given us through his prophet, the last prophet, not all the prophets, but the last prophet, the older than Prophet Muhammad. He is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. So we are tonight on the Blog Talk radio station to talk about the message of concern, talk about how this message of concern, how racism has messed this world up by holding God up as a man, a Caucasian man, a lie all together. And we trying to correct this lie so all men can be better. It's wrong for any image to be up, no matter how it looks. Well, I said, Allah said, don't make no image. So we are trying to get this thing straightened out. So one thing we're going to do, we're going to open up with a prayer. We're going to work with our Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Umale Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilaha illallah, ashadu ilah, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, alhamdulillah, rabbilai jameen, Rahman Rahim, maliki omidin, yaka nabudi yaka nastaheen, adini surahato mushrikeen, surahato ladina anto alayhim, Glory may do be alayhim while the door I mean. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the one who's been cast out and cast down. With the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherisher of all the worlds. Allah is most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We ask in Allah to always continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and none of those who wrath is brought down, and none of those who go astray. Amen. We like to greet our audience in the best of the greeting. There's no other greeting, master's greeting, and that's the greeting of peace. May Allah peace be upon and on us, with us, and that obligate us to keep the peace. We want to be peaceful. We don't want war. Allah has strictly spoken against war, and nobody really win in war. But allow the war for the good men can win the battle of the bad men. Because goodness, bad people will never win out over righteous people. They might make a movie to show you that might be happening. They might make a cartoon to make you think that's happening. But that'll never happen. Allah said never will the unrighteous be victorious over the righteous. Why? Because the unrighteous, no matter what they do, when they look like they're winning, they're losing because they're still drinking, they're still smoking, they're still telling lies, they're still hard to get along with. So if they look like they're winning, they're losing. Huh? They look how their homosexuals try to get the sympathy of the people, trying to say that we are discriminating against them. Because they homosexual. Everybody against them. This is the same old strategy that the Jews use. These are the same old strategy that even Donald Trump used. Everybody against me. Nobody wants to help me. The Jews cried that for so long after they said 6 million. They said they still haven't proved it. They said 6 million Jews was killed in the Holocaust. We said that the Holocaust of killing and murder for us is 100 million and better. and still going on. Because the influence from all those images that they put in the world is still causing African Americans not to be productive, not to come together and want to work with each other, come together and want to be with each other. Most African Americans want to be Caucasian, no matter how bad the Caucasian done treated them. But the lowest thing the Caucasian have done, the people like the Caucasian, have give us an image of them to worship and said, this is God's son. He died for our sin. How big of a liar you can tell and get away with it and not be questioned. How can a man die for my sin that I wasn't even there? And what kind of man can protect me and he didn't even protect himself? If that were God, all God had to do said be in the ear, and whatever problem he was faced with, it's over with. And I understand and I believe that. But to tell me God let man come down here to let man mistreat him to prove to the man that God loves, that ain't no love. That's insanity. Huh? That's insanity. You tell about a man allow somebody to beat him and make him carry a cross and then nail it on it and then kill the man. He didn't die. The cross was a place where he died on. He didn't die. He didn't come back and say he didn't die. But he died. But he died for all our sins. And they'll kill you here in Georgia or any other state for a parking ticket. They'll kill you for taking a piece of clothes. For taking something to eat, they will kill you. But they gonna say Jesus died for a sin. Ain't no army never went and fought overseas for my freedom. That has been another big lie they have told. If they had went and fought for my freedom, why I'm still fighting? Why I'm still struggling to keep my freedom? If some army or Navy or Marines have been fighting for my freedom, nothing but a big pale-faced lie, like the Indian told the Caucasian, you pale-faced ain't nothing but liars. Probably was the African-American told them that, but they said the Indian told them. So all these lies we can discover, we can see. We made the first car, but we don't make a whole no factory to make cars. They put that idea that Henry Ford made the first car. That's a lie. So that lie is still out there. We made the first Coca-Cola and a whole lot of air conditioning and blowers and lawn. We created them things, but they took the credit away from us. And we still calling these people white people. They ain't heard that white means pure. How pure they were. Pure. They might have been pure and evil, not all of them. But those who benefit from that, they ain't saying nothing either. So Allah said he would never change our condition, and we in this condition. We in bad condition because we can't find a place to rent under $1,200. Who did this? What beast did this? Imam was telling us about how they run prices up. He said they came together. They used to come together. The good Caucasian people used to come together and say, the people gonna need this. They're gonna need more mops. They're gonna need more mop pails. They're gonna need more this. And they made it. He said one year they came together and one of the evil devils said, let's create in them a desire and punish that desire. Didn't they create in us drugs, a habit of having drugs like drugs going to take away all our problems, or alcohol. They created us a habit to have that stuff, because that stuff do make you think that you ain't got no problem until they set you out those. So Allah come with this final revelation that the world don't even want to tell the world about. If the Bible said Jesus said, I got to go away, in order for the comfort to come, don't you know the comfort is going to bring a revelation? And that comfort brought a revelation. And we said Prophet Muhammad brought the final revelation. Well, how many Christian preachers will take the time and point that out to the congregation. All they want to do is tell the congregation on waiting on Jesus. Don't open no banks. Don't open no grocery store. Don't make no job. Just wait on Jesus. All these lies that coming to an end, and that lies have made us the most backwards, most inferior people that this world has ever produced. Huh? We used to be the leaders of the world. And now we at the tail end, begging everybody else to give us something. Let me have a job. I need a job. Nobody won't hire me. The earth is not crowded. And we can open the bank. We can open a grocery store. We can own the factory, we can buy the grocery stores in our name, but we can't do it because all these religions are taking everybody in 100 different ways. Nobody want to come together and say, look, we in bad shape. You keep your religion, but let's come together on things that make us successful with. They ain't going to say that. School is not going to teach that. The public school now is teaching you, your child, our children, to take on a lifestyle of homosexual means there's no more trees, there's no more branches, there's no more family going to come from that idea. So that tree, that family tree is over with. That family tree has been destroyed by homosexuality. Nobody having a baby, nobody being born, huh? Especially from the homosexual woman or the homosexual man. So their lifestyle's over with. But everybody out there is all right. After God said no. He scored. Why did he score? They ain't doing. They can't make nothing but a field. They can't make no generation, new generation. And now these homosexuals got a song out, coming at your children. They come to get your children. Why? Because they are devils. They realize they can't populate the earth, and so they don't like no man and woman who can come together and populate the earth. They never like them because those men and that woman who was married and together, that shame them. That make them look foolish, huh? And when two men get married and there's no baby, they 30 years together, no baby. Huh? So they end up leaving everything to the dog when them dies from the disease they catch from two men coming together. Huh? Ain't no doubt about it. They're going to catch the disease. So we come here on this Cross Talk radio station trying to bring that to the people's attention that the image they give us, no matter what they give it to us, from the TV, from the rappers, from the job, from the neighborhood, If it's against what the will of Allah is against human family growth, then we need to get rid of it. Shouldn't be no in and bust or worry about it. We have the right to get rid of that. But we waiting on the people who benefit from their rights, and we don't have none. We waiting on them to share and give us some rights. It ain't going to happen. They living too well off. You'll never see no Caucasian people sitting out on the streets. You'll never see them giving a Caucasian man, a Caucasian judge, giving a Caucasian a hundred and some year without giving him a chance to have parole. You hardly find them taking their children to court and taking them to court. Charge them as an adult. You don't find them doing that. African Americans will let anything. That's why the Bible says, and African Americans don't understand, and they say that and quote that, but they don't know what that, they don't really investigate what it means. He said, the blind lead the blind, and they all fall in the ditch. Who they talking about? How can a blind person leave you? A blind person can't use, but a person that use blind understanding, he can lead you, and he be falling in, going in the ditch or falling in the ocean, and you're going to be right there with him because this life going to end. And what, however you are molded and shaped to live your life is determined where you're going in the next life. If you don't believe in the next life, then you believe in life after sleep. You believe God woke you up this morning and gave you another opportunity in this world. If you don't believe that, then you just ain't got no belief. You just here blindly leading yourself. So there is a creator. That song that said no man can go near that creator, not even Jesus could go to near that song. And that song don't fall down. It's it works everything. It gives the light on the earth. It makes everything grow. It gives everything its texture and its color. It gives the bell pepper its bitterness and its texture. It gives the apple its sweetness and its texture. The sun do that. Sun reach down in the water and pull it up and cause the rain back down pure. All this is done by the Creator. And a lot of things we don't understand. We can talk about it, but a lot of things we don't understand how Allah made no sun. And Allah say he's too big for you to see him. You can't see Allah, but you can see the great works. You can see the great earth he planted you on. You can see the stars. You can realize there's a moon up there and a sun that no man had no hand in creating that. No woman. You can think it, that use your mind to figure that out on this world, and you live what you did. You're dead to common sense. So praises be to Allah. We're here tonight to fight the evil in this world, starting off the night trying to cut this computer on, get the Block Talk radio station. Them people kept me blocked out. I don't paid extra money to speed up the computer, and I'm not getting it. So as soon as I'm off, or maybe tomorrow, if I feel like it, I'm gonna call, because when you call these people, you have to get ready to wrestle, because they're gonna come with all kind of, well, let me send you this person, or well, we need you in the wrong department. Let me send you over here. They full of it, but that's the way they do us. That's the way they're always going to do us, because we are not together. We don't own not one bank. We should have a bank. The church should have a bank. The master should have a bank. We should have banks. We should have everything we need that will make jobs for our people. We get all these $1 trillion go through our hand every year going back to the same people who have caused the problems. You can't help them by paying them problem going. When you cut off money to them, then they're ready to work with you. They ready to say, brother, let's sit down at the table and let's find a way to work together. They work. As long as they got everything, as long as they got all them skyscrapers, as long as they can stay overseas, they go wherever they want to, have a high house in Georgia, have one out in Florida, got one out there on the West Coast. As long as they got enough money to do all that, why would they want to integrate with you? Huh? And that's your money they got. Our money supposed to be our money, but we act like money is, we spend money like we hate it. Like soon we get it, let's spend it. Let's spend it. And we go and give it right back to them. Go right to Walmart and spend all that money buying that junk. And when Walmart and people work with Walmart, all the people in the get hooked together, their whole job is to make, keep their feet on our neck. Their whole job is to keep us dependent on them, making us think that. That's why they're playing all this Christmas music, to get your mind off what you, get your mind off the thing. They ain't playing all this Christmas music ball game or a basketball game or a baseball game to keep your mind off what you need to have it on. They're specialists in that. Huh? They call artificial intelligence. That's what they want you to be. Artificial intelligence. May like, thank you, intelligence, but you are artificial because they have gave it to you. So praises be to Allah. We're here tonight to keep this Block Talk show rolling. And anybody else who would like to join in and speak and give the word, you have the opportunity here right now. So you can call. All you got to do is match one. We thank a law that 1 hour our sponsor brother Muhammad coming out of California was head the Simps to Brother Hameen. He just put his hand up and let's see what Brother Hameen has to say. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Hameen.
Wa alaikum assalam. Yeah. Good preaching, good teaching. Alhamdulillah. For God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, that was good idea, Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. That was great ideas about that bank. We got the greatest religion in the history of mankind. Allah, Almighty God, Allah said that He has perfected our religion for us and named it Al-Islam. We got it. We need to wake up to the fact that we do have it, and we need to think bigger. When you talk about opening a bank, that's exactly what we need, how we need to think. We need to think about in our community. We have a community. We got masjids, communities on the East Coast, and the West Coast, North and the South. Alhamdulillah. So we have all this potential. We need to, I guess, I don't know. We got the teaching. Imam Muhammad talked about do things collectively. We need to collectively get together and understand that we're almost being exterminated as a people, not Al-Islam, not the Muslims, but as a people, the way we are sleeping out in the streets and we ain't got nothing going. Everything is Caucasian on everything. You know, we have everything. And we have to go and give him our money, pay him. We don't have it going. But we do have good sense, because the Quran gives us good sense, and we ought to be able to say, you know something, we need to come together, have the leadership that would encourage us to do things collectively. We should get together in our regions and say, you know something, we need to have a bank. We need to, with the money we got, we need to figure out some way how we could use that money collectively and do something for ourselves. But I guess it's a matter of trust, because maybe the Caucasians, he did teach us not to trust each other. You know what I mean? But we need to do something with that bank, brother. You're right. You're absolutely right. You know what I mean? If anything, if we don't know how to do anything, we need to put in a few dollars, each of us, from all over the region, put in, you know, or whatever, $100, $200, and open us a bank. And so we'll be able to do something, because right now it seems like we're going backwards. We're going out. So alhamdulillah. Yeah. Allah has really blessed us as He put it in our hearts to teach the others, you know, to remind our people about our situation and what we need to do to solve our problems. We need to talk this way, you know. We got the religion, we got the five prayers. We got the fasting in Ramadan. We know to go to Hajj. We need to use our zakat, in order to put our money together. That's an economic program. Zakat just ain't giving alms to the poor. No, it's an economic program. Alhamdulillah. Yes, ma'am. Could you hold on, brother? Hold on, please. Yes, ma'am. I'm turning back over to you, Brother Akbar. I'm taking care of something. Alhamdulillah. All right, bro.
I'm praying to speak to Allah, Lord, Jesus, Saint of all the world. I'm praying to 747 and bring Brother Rakid up. There's nobody raised their hand. My Brother Rakid?
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, that's loud. You got it.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious and most merciful, one who has created obedience, not to mankind, but this obedience to its creator, its maker. Find this obedience in nature. You find it in the ozone. You find it in animals. Humans are stubborn. With the will that the Almighty have gave, you find ungratefulness. Ungratefulness. And when you find ungratefulness, you find corruption. When you find false worship, even to those who say, we believe, when you find corruption, you find the pattern of life, not in the audience, but the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet and still Allah is most generous. Yet and still Allah is most merciful. Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, al-taqata of all the pulling up. Allah says, the mutual rivalry for pulling up the good things of this world diverts you from the more serious things. Allah says, until you visit the graves, but nay, you soon shall know the reality. Again, you soon shall know. Nay, were you to know with certainty of mind, you would be well. You shall certainly see hell fire. Again, you shall see it with certainty of sight. Then you shall be questioned that day about the joy you indulged. Allah has created not just the human and formed it and gave it life, but he has given it this life through this soul that Allah has gave to every single creation, every single living thing, even an ant, as small as an ant, even a microorganism. Every living form, Allah has gave it a soul, the rock, so that it can produce. But from it we come, from Allah. And Allah we all shall return to. Diversion. We're being diverted. Allah said a mutual revival for pulling up the good things of this world, diverting you from the more serious things. Relationships. We find ourselves pulling away from the good. Business, gathering, coming together, but not utilizing the full potential of unification and unity. Economics. Social life, politics, religion. Allah says he's more important than anything you think you got going on or anything you might possess is important to your heart. He says stay attentive Stay attentive to the good things. Stay attentive in the remembrance of our Lord. Why? Because it's great benefit and it's great blessings. The man tells us it's our condition that changes the submission from God Almighty Allah as an infant, as a baby, as a child. We see children praying like Muslims and Christian and Jewish settings and non-denomination settings. You see them worshiping. The parent looks at the child and thinks they're just laying and praying. That child understands the relationship, the submission that it had with Allah to be born. We don't understand. But it's our condition that changes this development of our sincerity-ness with our Lord by putting everything in its way, by diverting everything from the true attention that needs to be on, is Allah. This true attention, our attention, our spiritual awareness. So this condition, the Imam also tells us, he said, what if the imagery of Christ was black, was African-American? What would be the dominance we would have over the Europeans and other cultures? Would be very dominant. By the way, Christ was of African descent, as scripture tells us. Hair like wool, skin as bronze. So that's you and I. Not to say Allah has no partners, no associates. Allah has no partners and no associates. But how can we rebuild our spiritual insight, our spiritual awareness, our spiritual vision, spiritual soul, and what we see, the sight of it? How can we focus really on what's the importance of life? You find the one who gives is better than the one who receives. You find yourself being human. You find yourself not putting your likes as the prophets, but you find your ego going against your natural submission. Myself included, we humans. You want to be able to articulate at those times, the difficult times, with gratitude and appreciation, with humbleness and awareness, with a spiritual vision to stay in put with your connection with the Almighty Allah. Very difficult. Allah said you would be difficult. You would be confronted with difficulties. To your right, to your left, to your front, to your back, to up under you. Allah said you would be confronted with it. Do you think, you say you believe and be Muslim, be believers, and not be tested? No, Allah said the people before us was tested. We want to be able to communicate with decency, intelligence, a form of obedience that will help purify our condition, whatever it may be. Because the Quran congregation is the word of God. We as Muslims and as Christians and as Jews say it's the word of God. But Christians and Jews say that the Bible is not just the word of God. We don't get that from us as Muslims get that from Christians. Christians say that the Bible is not all of the Word of God, and so is Jews. They say it's inspired by men, philosophers, popes, and preachers, and et cetera. So that's been proven. But the Quran speaks directly to that person, and the Quran speaks, word is from its maker. Allah made the Quran. It's his words, it's a recital. And the Quran speaks on every system of life, from murder, relationships, problems, from children, inheritance, from the orphan, from death, from politics, the business. Every aspect of life and every system that you can ever imagine and go through any type of situation. It solidifies all situations and all and everyone's problem. It solidifies it if you give Allah a chance. Dear brothers and sisters, I'm not so much talking of the Muslim congregation, but the Christian congregation, because the Muslims know. By now we should, right? Yes. But for the one who established a moral excellence, a moral code of honor to apply a one's itself and his family, to leave Satan at the front door and to bring the angels in the house, or to leave Satan at the front door and bring the angels with them in the masjids or places of worship, or churches, are leaving the house and taking the angels with you. Yes. Those who have this understanding of a moral importance, a spiritual vision of cleanliness of the soul. Allah says he'll never give us a burden that we cannot bear, that your body cannot bear, that your soul cannot bear. Yes. He'll never test you with a burden that you won't see fit for that test to be. We just got to pass it. And we know our Lord will give you a test 100 times just to see if you pass it. We human. How can you not pass the test that Allah gives you when he's honoring this test for you? If Allah gives you a test, he's directing his attention to you. It's his life. So we are searching for a spiritual excellence, a spiritual vision that can clean our eyes, our ears, our nose, our desires. We tried this with Jesus. We tried this by hadith. When we tried this by people, humans, hierarchies, people who say they know the language of God and haven't delivered nothing to us but false hope. Allah speaks to this day, speaks to his creation. Allah speaks to his servants. Allah just don't speak. He give you a clear vision. What is our vision? To get back to the gates of paradise. In life, you will be able to make so many mistakes. But those mistakes, you are to go through life with them. Learn from them. Some are fast learners. You see, the fast ones accelerate every portion of God Almighty word. Their worries are at ease. Their souls are honored by the Almighty Allah, Lord and cherish us, sustainer of all the world. They trust that the word of Allah speaks directly to their intellect, directly to their vision, directly to their hearts, and directly to their spiritual awareness. It's a different trust from humanity. It's a faith, and no man can stand between it. So this order Allah has given us for disobedience, it's not a wrong order. Our focus should be Quran, should be Allah. Our gain should be with Allah. But we gain out of lies, because Allah controls sin and blessings that he puts upon his servants. But the one who prays more, who's more aware of Allah, not saying he's not going to have difficulties. No. Allah says, this is the power of Allah, Ummah, congregation. Allah says he forgive your past, present, and future sins. This is the power of Allah. He says, stay away from the big ones. And Allah's telling you, don't worry about life. Don't be so holy and worry about my job, what I can do for you. Just give me my praise. Exalt me. Put me in everything you do. You drive, put me in your driving ability. You waking up, put me in your waking up. You eating and drinking food and drinking water, he said, put me in it. You consult with your wives, your right-hand possession, said, put me in it. You having children, said, put me in it. Your work abilities, your mosques, your places of worships, he said, put me in it. Said, direct all of your attention to me. I'm God. I'm Allah. You are human. I created you. Allow me, because you will all come back to me. He said it will be a group of people who will work together in righteousness. We see from Gaza and Palestine and all of the other oppressed countries that have been oppressed and annihilated with oppression, hatred, bombs, ammunition, and murdering by the thousands. We see that system. We see that system of oppression. We see that system of God, ungodly fearing men and women that oppose not to God and the righteousness, not even to Christ or the disciples, but to Shaitan and his followers. We see that vision. It's not a spiritual vision. But how can you spiritually cleanse and rebuild this spiritual vision that you have erred in a way of excellence that Allah gave you? Allah said, I have created you in perfect form. Look at yourselves. You're beautiful people. You had eyes and ears and nose and body. Don't wish to be nobody else. Work on your own body. Don't wish to put other, look like other nationalities. Look like your own nationality. Look like yourself. And look at yourself in that mirror. But this cleansing. Yeah. The cleansing of a soul is what we all desire. That's a goal before we want to reach Allah, right? Cleanse of the body, right? Don't we want to be as Allah put us on this creation? Some, he said, go make my house. He offered you the house of Allah. Many of us, he didn't offer. He offered us Ramadan, fast. These are the roads from Allah. He said, fast for these 30 days. Let me forgive you. Let me cleanse you. Let me straighten you up. Let me tighten you up. Yes. And he say, pray them five prayers. Ask me for forgiveness. These are all ropes the Lord extending to his believers. He said, get married. Marriage is to complete your religion. He said, let me be me. I'm Allah. You can't be me. You ain't got no control of your soul to purify your soul, to purify your sins, to purify your situation, to rectify your fears of any situation. He said, no, said, I am Allah. I'm your God. He said, direct all of your attention to me. In everything you do, everything we do, Umar, congregation, yes. Allah says, and he says, until, Umar, congregation, he says, until you visit the grave, what do you see in the grave? Majority, you see peace. Majority. You don't see any animals. You don't see animals. It's not like the cartoons. You see skulls and evil skulls, cemeteries. You don't see any. Allah say, but nay, you will soon shall know the reality. The reality, you won't die. You're going to die. That's the reality. What's your status, situation? Who you think you are? Who you are? Who you supposed to be? You don't die. You're human. You're not meant to live longer than a tree. You're not meant to live at the ear. You're not meant to live as a lost creation, as the mountains live. You ain't meant to live. You're meant to come and go. But as you come and go on, Allah said, divert your attention to me. Why? I control your life. I control that grave. I control this hereafter. And I definitely control the day of resurrection. Why wait until the last, when Allah is on the idol, will wake you up from your grave? And then bow, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Why wait until that day, congregation? Why wait until that day? Praise be Allah, Lord and Child, the sustainer of all the world, the Almighty. Why wait? Is it the stubbornness? Is it the confrontation? Is it that I'm in this religion because of my parents, my grandparents? You have to read the question. Christ wasn't on this earth to teach Christianity. Neither was Israel on this earth to teach Judaism. Allah always taught the oneness, monotheism of himself. And he has always taught obedience in all religions. Allah said, what is it? He said, until you go visit the grave. Go visit the grave, brothers, sisters. Go see your loved ones. Allah said, again, you soon shall know. Nay, were you to know with certainty of mine, you would be well. You can see your mind. You can see your brain. You can see your brains, but you can't see your mind. Your mind consists of your thoughts. Allah is telling you to reflect upon his creation so you can get your spiritual vision back because it's been lost. It's been lost for the lack of obedience in the order that Allah prescribed for humanity. So don't worry about the ones who deny this faith and turn away from the word of myself. I'll take care of them. If I give you something going on, if I give you unification and unity, you better start using it to your full advantage so you can come out of this unawareness mentality, this unaware friction of attitude. Your unaware mistakes and make it aware to yourself so that you can understand what you're doing. You understand the mission is better and powerful, more than you ever could imagine. Umar, congregation, and how can you get there? He gives you so many ways. Some of us know these ways, but quite surely No man is responsible for your sins. You are responsible for your sins. And quite surely, the wages of sin is death. How so? Keep doing what you're doing. Keep sinning. And see where you will go. See where you will be in life. See how you will confront yourself. Walk in front of us. But if you want for your brother what you want for yourself, then you want the best. You got to produce it. You got to get this poison out of your mind, out of your spirituality, out of your vision, out of your sight, out of your body. And you got to rebuild that mind Allah gave you. If you got to start all the way from A and start to produce. Now you got to start all the way from that beginning of that book, of that Quran, the word of God. And as you read the word, he's going to, if you take it serious and your intentions are serious, he's going to expiate your sins. He's going to give you a moderation. You're going to feel your head getting a little heavy. You're going to have a little light flashes. That's been taken away from your sins. And when your head feels heavy, he's going to give you revelation that he has gave humanity. He has gave the prophet. And don't think because we got prophets that this nature of the prophets ain't in you. Prophets wasn't made from gold. It wasn't made from silver or bronze. It was made from sticky mud and clay like you and I, like us. But Allah said he chooses who he wants to deliver his word. They was chosen by Allah. Before they was chosen, they were striving for something aware, some awareness of a spiritual vision that was bigger than what they saw at that time, just like bigger than what we see at this time. That's your spiritual connection. That's your spiritual awareness. That's your prophecy vision. That's your prophecy nature. That's your guidance. Allah is guiding you. And your guidance, you ain't going to be perfect. You're going to have some stumps, some trees, some mountains. You don't have relationship issues. Satan is going to enter your body. The jinn is going to come out. You put that water on. You ease that fire. And you remember Allah. If you don't remember yourself. This is Al-Islam. This is what Christ taught. This is what you find all of the prophets have taught. So we're not here, dear brothers and sisters, to change the law. We ain't here for that. We're only here to fulfill the law. Only fulfill it if we practice it. It cannot be fulfilled no other way. The Quran is our awareness and a spiritual reaction to every action. It's a solution. It solidifies every problem. Allah gives you faith. Faith isn't something you see. Faith is something that's unseen, that you cannot see. That's faith. Consistency is something you do over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And you exalt yourself in Allah. Crazy. Over everything and everybody. You ever try to be crazy over Allah? Over the Almighty? The other people look at you weird, strange. But your focus should be a focus to gain your momentum reflection of yourself. Until you see your brothers and sisters looking like you, smiles on their faces, helping them in righteousness and fatigue, not sin. And transgression. And if you help in sin and transgression, then you must remember Allah and you must get back on that path. The Sadat Musta King, the straight path. And you must help your sisters and brothers in righteousness and patience. In a balance. In a balance. We come together. We have congregational services and prayer, worship. And it's a congregational prayer and worship to all come together by the command of God Almighty, to worship God Almighty. A gathering to be utilized. Not just for a spiritual benefit, but an economic benefit, a social benefit. A want for your brother as you want for yourself benefit. Good food. Good conversation. Good eyes. Good order. Good obedience to prevail. No other place, dear brothers and sisters, but right here in America. Right here. As the man said, if we get America in condition and change its condition of the heart, as Allah instructs us to change the condition, it never changes until we change the condition of the heart. Until we change this condition of the government. It's not spooky. It's real. Into our congregation, our Christian congregation, our Jewish congregation, the people who have a spiritual awareness, to keep on attacking it. To keep on attacking it. Don't never stop attacking. Always attack. Even if you have an ambush. Attack. Stand. Don't sit down. Stay up. Stay conscious. Stay aware. Stay in a position to know that the faith of Allah is more determined with you than anybody in the world. As Allah is with you, who can be against you? As the Almighty stands with you and sees you, who is there can be against you? So you see, the world is standing. Standing, attacking, pushing forward. And it wants to attack the ignorance of the development of an institution that's not aware of God Almighty and not practicing what it's supposed to be practicing. So we're standing up. Alerting everyone. The world is watching, and we're watching the world. This is a spiritual awakening. It's a spiritual vision. All for what? All the clean, these riding empty, lost souls that have lost the body. They can't articulate with any balance that left the kingdom of God Almighty, Allah, Lord, and cherish as sustainer of all the world. That's what it's doing. It's pushing. Allah said, don't worry about me. He said, I just want your obedience. He said, I take care of the rest. You watch my works. They cut the water off in Gaza. Allah made it rain. He said, you just have faith in me. He said, you just watch my work. But you can't have faith in me if you ain't practicing it yourself. Me included. He said, practice what you preach. It's not a way to divert your attention. All attention goes to Allah. All attention goes to Allah. You know, if you're in the army or you're in a certain position, they say attention. Allah wants all your attention. All of it. Because what does it do to your body? It makes your body aware of what you're seeing. and you don't see nobody but yourself every single day. Your jihad, your struggle is with yourself to change the interests of everyone else so that they can direct their attention to Allah, the God Almighty, not you and I. Because the same order, as Issa said, I'm here to fulfill this law. I can't change it. I ain't got no power to change the word of God. That's my ego talking. That's my ignorant mind. It's my lost soul. That's my lost vision. That ain't me. No. I see myself as a better person. Allah said, you should certainly, Allah tell him, he said, you should search and see hell fire. That's with your vision, with your eyes. Allah, again, he said, you shall see it with certainty of sight. He's telling you about your eyes, your vision. It's easy to evil eye someone, ain't it? Nigga will cut me in line. He just cut me over on the highway. I'm really mad now. Easy. Satan is sliding on you so slick. You forget who you are. Satan is slicker. He wants you to adapt his character. He don't want you to be like Muhammad. May peace and blessings be upon him. He don't want you to be like Christ. May peace and blessings be upon him. Moses, Isaac, Jacob, Aaron, the disciples, Prophet Abraham. We know Abraham was a friend of Allah. Abraham led a battle by himself to the government at that time and destroyed all the idols, all of them. And he left the biggest one with the staff for them to think. That's why he left it. He could have destroyed it too. So they asked him, hey, Abraham, why did you destroy the idol? He said, ask that idol. So they knew that their idol couldn't talk. Why would you worship something that won't respond to you? Respond to your needs of living, your natural position in life. Why they ain't responding? Hey, look here. He didn't cross this line. King gave him orders to throw him in the fire. He said, throw him in the fire. See, this faith is so beautiful. Who made the fire? Ain't but one creator. And that fire, they say, put him in the fire. What did Allah tell the fire, dear brothers and sisters, congregation? He said, fire, be what? Be cool. Y'all all experienced this. You ain't got to tell nobody. That's on you and Allah. That's on you and Almighty. But you experienced it. You experienced the miracles of God Almighty himself, Lord and Cherisher, Sustainer of all the world. Not in the heavens, but here on this earth. Allah said, then you shall be questioned that day about the joy you indulged in. What is your joy? Is your ego really your joy? Is the way we talk really our joy? Our joy is supposed to be directed to Allah in everything we do. As we got a, how they say, black snake moan ourselves, and we got a black snake moan ourselves until we get it right. That's our joy, is not giving our own desires to ourselves, but to get a desire that Allah wants us to have. Say, here you are, Allah. Here I am, Allah. Here I am, Allah. And use me. Ask Allah to use you. He'll maneuver you. He'll work you. But are you ready to quit the ignorance? Are we ready as a community, And as an Umar, are we really ready to secede? Do we want a piece of this America? Do you want to be African-American known for scotches like the Chinese? Don't you want monuments? Don't you want buildings? Don't you want wealth? It ain't going to come like that into this order that we said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah, Isa alayhi salam. La ilaha illallah, Moses, radiallahu anhu. That's when it comes. When you understand what the body then submitted and said, what the body then testified on itself. That's when you see it. That's when you see what Allah wants you to see. Then you can use the hands that he gave you. Then he'll give you the wealth, as he did before. And we know one of the wealthiest man in the world was Mansa Musa. He got that gold from Allah. He didn't hover it. He didn't hide it. Pass it out. He passed it out so much, Umar. He broke the economy. You can't have no economy when everyone's so equal. You can't have no economy. You break it. But we'll never come together. We'll be unified in a congregation, but we'll never come together on a business. You put 1,000 people on one business, get a share in that one business, your annual income for gas station will grow millions yearly. Millions. Are you ready? Do you see this vision? Imam Muhammad gave us this vision. We're not utilizing it because we went blind. We forgot the mission. We forgot to put the attention on Allah. Praise on Allah. But some of us see it. And we have to pray for the congregation in Ummah that's going blind and blurry. We have to pray. We ask Allah to come in with the ayah. We give them. We grant them provision, grant them forgiveness, provision for their families and their communities and our communities. And we know the story, dear brothers and sisters, of Musa alayhi salam and Moses. Moses prayed to Allah for rain. And he didn't pray for himself. He prayed for the Ummah. He prayed for everyone around that needed water. And he asked Allah with the permission. He said, well, why didn't you? He said, I did everything you asked me to do, Allah. He said, I did everything. So why won't you let it rain? Why can't we get no water, Allah? He said, we didn't did everything you asked me to do, Allah. Why can't we get no finances? Why can't we get a piece of this America? He said, because somebody in your congregation, the prayers aren't serious. They're not taking it serious. They're taking an ego, and they're building an ego, and they're blinding themselves, and they're in the position to get other people to help them blind themselves. So Moses asked Allah, he said, well, Allah, who is it? Who is it? Who are here playing with their prayers? Who are here playing? Looking at their wives or their husbands. Who making allegations? Who not making tawa? Who not giving, asking their Lord for forgiveness? Who's just thinking their ego is going to, he's feeding their ego? He said, who is it? Allah told Musa. But out of Musa's sincerity, Allah forgave the Ummah, the whole Ummah, dear brothers and sisters. And Allah gave the provision of his servants. And Allah is the spiritual cleanser. Allah forgave that Ummah. So we want our Ummah as Ibrahim, Ummah, as the people of Moses, Ummah. We all have this prophecy nature in us. We have not yet produced it. We have heard it. We have used our intellect towards it. But it has not been used. It's been before. We hear stories, right? Yes. But just as Allah gave us that vision, we blurred our visions. And now we have to start all over from A. So we ask Allah for forgiveness. We ask Allah to guide our Ummah, our congregation. We ask Allah to give us our feet to plant firm upon his earth. We ask Allah to recognize our fears. We ask Allah to take the ego out of us and make our jinn submit. We ask Allah for forgiveness, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what we want for ourselves, what we want for our brothers. Again, we know that the Quran speaks on every system. Wherever you at, may Allah free the Congo. May Allah free Palestine, and may Allah free the oppressed and free Imam Jamil al-Amin, and may we continue to stand. Don't sit down. Do not sit down. Stand up. We are the people that are in control of America. I come to you before. I come to you in peace. If I said anything to offend anyone, I ask Allah to depend on what the eye of the Lord glorifies he for forgiveness. But if I said anything to help the motivational spiritual progress of the importance of life and balance of the body, and to inform us of the real reality, all praises be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
You do? You found it too? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Humalay Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah. We bear witness and we testify. There is no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. Allah is the creator of this creation. He have created this creation to test us. He planned us here and see which one is worthy of a great prize, a great reward that Allah want to give the human being for doing right and doing the best he can, making it a world that's full of evil and wicked people. That is a challenge, and that is worth a reward for passing the test that we have to go through. Especially African American, we are at a test every day. We are at war with evil every day. So may Allah continue to bless us to grow to advance the life. We know what we need. We need schools. We need everything that civilized people have today. This civilized world we have today is going to get ready to make robots for McDonald's against the people who made McDonald's rich. They've been a robot. And people are so blind and deaf and dumb, they're going to be going in McDonald's buying for robots. Buying against their development. Buying against their of growth in development and against their having a job. They're going to put many out of a job. And those people they put out of a job are going to really come back and support these people by buying from McDonald's. McDonald's been injected in most of us and we didn't have to go in McDonald's. But not only McDonald's going to do that, Burger King going to do it. We know that Amazon and eBay has already employed to pick up all the goods, put stuff together, put all the packages and mail out to people out. Yeah. It's open. They got it.
That's all right.
What do you got there? You said something?
No, I was giving Salam.
They're trying to figure out how to get the robots to deliver the packages to the people that paying for getting the package shipped out. UPS have had many African American women and men shot at Caucasian houses for living the package. And none of those Caucasians who have been doing the shooting do hardly any time. And you gonna tell me that somebody fighting for my freedom? As long as we got a Supreme Court, that people on the Supreme Court never lose their job until we change that. We need to be voting these people in. Once they get in there, the Congress and ratify them, they can go in there. Then from now on, they can play God over the world. Huh? As long as the police got immune from prostitution, qualified immunity. As long as they got qualified immunity, they can do whatever you want to. You're not suing them. You're suing the citizens of of your town or your country or your state. And they're those people that are paying those millions of dollars out for misbehaving police. So why they got to do right? Any other job, they give you 90 days. And then after 90 days, the test is over with, you pass the test, and they keep you on for 90 days. If you go out and keep messing up, they let you go. They can fly you right here. But not the police department. They can kill a woman. They can kill a man. They can mistreat an old man, an old lady. And steal a blind. They say, well, they mistreat a man that couldn't talk. Threatened to shoot him with a taser. So these are the kind of world that we living in. And Allah gave us the opportunity to change this world. And what would change? Us coming together and saying no to all of this. The government supposed to be for the people, by the people, and for the people and by the people. It is. But it's no good if the people don't realize that and don't come together and demand what the Constitution is standing up saying. You can have all the rights in the world. If the police disrespect your rights and you got them on camera, they don't care you got them on camera today. You record them. They go to court and the judge, the low-down judge who's supposed to protect and serve as well, let that cop go. Or the boys in blue, or the people over them who investigate them, they let them go. They ain't gonna mistreat. Now, if African-American, if he mistreat a Caucasian woman, and it's on camera, and they see, okay, how... If he mistreats her any kind of way, talk to her bad, that he's gonna lose the job, might go to jail. That's their image.
Mm-hmm.
That image. Their image gets special privileges. Huh? And most African Americans who become police and get away with doing things, they think that they have reached the qualification of a Caucasian man. Because of that image, they take on the Caucasian image, and they become worse than the Caucasian. Because that idea, you free to do whatever you want to. There's no limit to what you can do, and nobody can stop you. They had the police go in this girlfriend house after she had it barred from the house, went into her house and urinated on the floor, did all kind of filthy things. And they know he, they were told to stay away from them. Although he lost his job, these are the things that happen to African American. They don't realize when they ain't got no power no more than what the Caucasian allowed them to have, or the people who was Caucasian allowed them to have. They got no power. It is a tool. That's a instrument for the Caucasian. And they step over the line against a Caucasian, they gone. So, brother, we ain't nobody going to stick with us until we get that image out the world. So we have our own businesses that we can have a foundation in America that said we own as much American as anybody else. So that day comes, we at the mercy of these people because we got our hands out looking for a job, renting their cars, using whatever they use, want to let us use. We got to go in their restaurant. Then if we go in their restaurant and somebody in their restaurant don't look like us, says something nasty to us, and we said something bad, we going to jail. We going to be what they call it? They call it when they gonna give you a warning and tell you that you can't come on this property no more. And then if you look at that property too long, they gonna lock you up. They don't have no respect for people of color. The Supreme Court said it's all right for police to use physical force on African Americans. The Supreme Court say that. But you think the preacher gonna say something about it? You think the mayor, the black mayor, or the senators, people that we put in office, judges and other people, they gonna say anything about it? They done got a nice home, two car garage, a dog, little money in the bank, nice neighborhood, quiet, no crime. You think they gonna say something about that, an injustice? And all the people who have died so they can get in that position, they have forgot about that. People that look like us is some of the worstest people that you can depend on to help you. Look at them five African-American men beat the man to death in New Orleans. Beat him to death. Took a picture of the man that one of the police took a picture of. Somebody making some noise. We can hear the noise. Mute your phone or please respect it. We're trying to get through this show. So praise be to Allah. No, that image is working. I have seen African American people, grandmamas, got grandchildren, one light and one dog. And guess who that grandmama spent all her time with? The light skin one. Come from that image. Not all, both of them try to make it equal with both. But the light skin one, all to pick up the dark one. That's that psychological effect of racism. That's why they put that image in the world of a Caucasian man to make African American inferior. Because when the Pope, he played Pope, he down in the basement, they say he down in the basement praying to a black Madonna. Russia, they got black Madonna. They ain't got no Caucasian-looking image up. They got black Madonna. And I don't know why they call it black Madonna. But they won't say Jesus. The book said Jesus' feet is like burning branch. His hair is like lamb wool. That's the same kind of hair I got. And other African-American people got. Huh? But they show you Christ Jesus, blue eyes, blonde hair. Why do they do that? To make somebody inferior so they can walk on that inferior person. An African American, no matter where you go, what bar you go into, what place you go in, the bowling alley, if you go in those places and you are African American, the majority of people are Caucasian in there, you're going to act the same way. You know not to the water. You know not to tear things too far. You carry yourself in a slave manner. So you know you one of them Caucasians said that you tried to rape them, you got too close to them, you fell on them, you tried to talk to their husband, you tried to talk to your wife, you're going to get thrown out of there. You're going to talk all that talk. You ain't got no win because they image is people. And you calling a white, they go, white man got me thrown out of here. White man got, ain't no white people. We got to get rid of that language so we can let them see themselves. They are supposed to be human beings. That's not who you are. And their color is not white. It's pink and red. So God is the greatest. Allah is, in order for us to get rid of that problem, we got to go to the root of that problem, and the root of that problem is racism. So anybody else got anything they would like to say? We got about 9 more minutes. All you got to do is match one, come into the queue, and we'll cut your phone off. Because we can solve these problems. The solution to the problem is to move all image, false image of God. We don't want no black one, redhead one, yellow one, or so-called white one. We don't want, Master Farrar told Elijah Muhammad, the so-called white man. And Elijah said, the so-called black man. Well, none of us had the colors that we were speaking about. Caucasian man use that color, and he get stay on top with that color. A white man, I pull over a black man, and he not cooperating with me. I think I smell drugs in the car. Well, he might get killed. They show that brother in Florida with his wife and his children. He had a gun, but he had a permit for the gun. And he told the police that he had a gun and he had a permit for it. And he get ready to pull the card out and show it to him. Police blow him away. Then the police act like he was scared the man gonna shoot him. I'm talking about they some of the top actors you ever want to get. See? John Wayne Gacy, he was a clown. He was a serial killer. He killed all kind of Caucasian children that he buried in his basement and out in the yard. He had so many he killed. But they didn't make no mistake of that because he's a Caucasian. But they talked about it, they called him evil and all that. But there had been us, but we were niggas and everything else. So, brother, the chicken have come home to roost in their life. So we are here tonight to clear, to clean out the lies. That God got a son. That's another lie. Jesus coming back. Nobody ever been put in a grave and covered up, come back. If Jesus died or they killed him, I'm sure he's in paradise. And why would he want to leave paradise to come back here for some people to say that ask him all kind of dumb questions? And some people to say if he died for your sin, why ain't sinning going away? Why Why do they take African Americans and put them away forever and ever? You died for their sins. That'd be one question I want to ask. Some of the trick, a lie, a trap. So let's continue to work and change these lies. Let me bring my brother Muhammad Sharif. Assalamu alaikum, brother Muhammad Sharif.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam. For that, bro.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. You got it, brother.
Yeah, I've been.
You got it.
Looking at this, you know, looking at this situation, you know, now Muhammad, I was listening to a lecture he had made some time ago, and he was telling about Farad and Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
And what had happened to him in his country, among his people. And he came here. He saw the same situation happen to our people here in America.
That's right.
And so he was coming in back and forth. He came here a number of times before he made himself known, you know, in 1930.
Yes, sir.
Now he came with an idea, a simple idea, just reverse the psychology. Everything we're saying, that, well, y'all talked about it already. We talked about it. Everything was white. White man, the white cat, or whatever, was superior. Now, for all Muhammad, he came a simple thing, and he just reversed the psychology. I mean, that was a magnificent plan he had. And now he said the black man is God. And you know how we took that and we ran with all over America, every city, every town, every state. He wasn't saying anything. Everywhere we go, people were just converting, coming to Islam. I know where I live in the right across the street, the project, almost a fourth of the project was converted to Islam. And telling them the black man's God. And now the man Muhammad came to leadership, he corrected all of us, the whole planet. The white man is not God, the black man is not God. And being we had a real problem with that. And now I'm going to get the support. And now the same thing that happened recently here in our community. So we said what President Trump tried to do, tried to overthrow the American government. So, brother, the same thing happened to us. The man, the leadership, that 80% that they support the man, do you know that's the same thing they did? They overthrew our government, overthrew the man Muhammad leadership.
Agreed.
Yeah. They overthrew the leaders, ma'am, that 80% and those that were with him, they overthrew our leader. And nothing was done about it.
I agree.
So that's what I'm told a long time ago. Put all the, you know, he said, put all the facts on the table. And then we're putting all the facts on the table. This what Trump tried to do in the American government? Same thing our leader did, the same thing over to our government, Imam Muhammad. Allah gave us him to save us our condition when the man came and he said, you know, wild thing when he came in. And we, leadership, they overthrew our government. One reason why we're in a bad condition we're in. And I think they got away with it. Because nothing, it wasn't brought to answer that, that y'all did not support our government, our leader, Imam Muhammad, you see that with him. So what are we going to do about this situation? Got the Europeans and African Americans Folks did the same thing to government. What are we going to? We got to account for that. And that's this terrible situation in. That's why.
That's right.
Man. Or
don't do love.
What are we going to do about this situation?
Well,
now we know
well, right
what
now,
happened on both sides.
Right,
now what are we
right,
going
we,
to do about it? You see what they're trying to do? And that government, to Trump, they're trying to bring him, make him guilty. So
yeah.
What are we going to do about the one that did the same thing to us? Oh,
right.
I believe it's
yeah. Right. There got to be some repercussions. But right now, we got to talk ourselves up on what we got to do. We got to keep swinging at it until the right people come forward and realize that it's not going to change until the right people come forward and start making an effort to change this thing. You're right.
I mean,
thank you everybody for joining us. May Allah, Ramadan Mubarak, Juma Mubarak, may Allah bless us with the best Juma. May Allah give Shirley, Muhammad, her sins and shortcomings. May Allah forgive Rosalind Carter, the wife of the ex-president, President Jimmy Carter, wife. His wife, Rosalind, was a beautiful woman. They helped, did so much to make this world better. May Allah forgive both of them for their sins. And may Allah forgive us, too. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for coming.